Thank you. I would like to repeat with respect to early marriages between the Roma community that they are not legally recognized marriages according to the Greek civil code, which provides that, which defines the conditions for valid marriages in the Greek legal systems, and there are no exceptions to this process. So what we do is focus on the empowerment of Roma women and try to enhance their participation in education and workforce. Apart from the connection I referred to earlier on welfare benefits and the school attendance connections, which has increased the rates of compulsory education, I would also like to refer to other measures to promote education, such as the successful program funded by the ESF of the previous period on education and the reduction of school dropouts. Universities, Roma mediators, and NGOs worked on the field to raise awareness among Roma families, promote integration of Roma children in schools, support them with their studying and finishing compulsory education, and provide counseling to parents. In total, more than 27,000 Roma pupils benefited from this project, which is why we are designing to continue to the current ESF programming period. I would also like to refer to a few employment measures specialized for Roma. First, the subsidization of business initiatives aiming at promoting employment for new entrepreneurs aged 20 to 44 from marginalized social groups. The program is funded by state and European funds, and it provides for the subsidization of about 400 Roma with 15,000 euros to start their own business. The second program is funded by the RRF with about 3 million euros, and it provides for training and subsidized employment for about 500 young Roma in technical jobs. Please note that in order for these programs to be approved for the funding by the European Committee, the gender dimension is a sine qua non prerequisite. Thank you.